clean, green and forever.
Die Woche der erneuerbaren Energien auf FM4.
And that is This Week All. This Week, yes, on FM4, we're looking at renewable energy for the future. And one leading body in analysing the figures and factors involved in climate change is the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis. Well, they've just issued a study which compares the different variables which influence climate change most. And David McCollum is a co-author of this study, and he told FM4's John Cummins what exactly they found.
There are four major uncertainties that we looked at: the political uncertainties, the uncertainties in the Earth system, what we call geophysical uncertainties, social uncertainties, so that's future energy demand, and then finally the technological uncertainties. The most important were the political uncertainties, which we conceptualized as the delay with which society makes concerted action to mitigate climate change.
What kind of struck me was that this study said that if we don't take any action, for example, over the next 20 years, then our options are going to be really severely limited.
If we have a delay in action out till 2030 and we don't do anything before then basically the best we can hope for is a 50-50 chance of staying below the 2-degree target in particular. These higher temperature targets going up to 2.5-3 degrees, that would still be possible at higher degrees of likelihood, but it's not clear yet what kind of climate change impacts we'd run into at that point. To avoid the most dangerous impacts of climate change, we should try to stay below 2 degrees relative to the pre-industrial level. So we've already gone up about 0.7, 0.8 degrees Celsius.
Even if we make a concerted effort, the probabilities still don't look so great, do they?
By our calculations, if we were to act immediately, say from tomorrow, and all mitigation options were on the table, solar, wind power, and so on, we led more energy efficient lifestyles, then we could actually achieve this 2-degree probability by our calculations somewhere upwards of 80-90%.
Changing people's consumption habits is going to be extremely difficult, isn't it? Without some kind of catastrophic event.
It could very well be the case, but changing consumptive habits and leading these more energy efficient lifestyles is a bigger swing factor for the climate, we find, than what happens in the technological dimension. And this is an important finding because, well, frankly, so much research, so much attention is put on these, what you could say, these sexier options: solar power, wind power, nuclear. But these things actually, they matter, but they're not as important.
So people who say, oh yeah, we can just engineer our way out of this problem eventually, you would say, that's not going to happen.
We're getting to the point where it would be very difficult to engineer our way out of the problem. This does not mean, of course, reduce quality of life. Studies have shown that green growth and higher quality of life is very much compatible.
What does the best case scenario look like?
It seems like the best we can hope for now is a global agreement starting in 2020.
And that would be binding on all countries.
That's the idea. Now, in the meantime, we have to continue to invest money, give price support to these advanced technologies, renewables. We have to continue to find ways to develop communities that are more energy efficient. And frankly, we need to see more study of how that could be done.
Climate change, green energy and the politics. That's David McCollum, the co-author of this climate change study at the International Institute for Applied Systems Analysis.
Clean, green and forever.
Die Woche der erneuerbaren Energien auf FM4.